Bob found a poem once by John Chiardi called The Owl. It was a beautiful little poem. He set it to music. He sang it for a while, and it inspired him to write other words, which I think are particularly appropriate. during these times, even though he wrote them a while back.
Chuck, that's a nice jig back there.
Can you hear that?
On a shed. 50 years later, the owl was dead. 50 times 50, the years go by. Corn keeps best when it's cool and dry. 50 times 50, and one by one, night begins when the day is done. Some say mice are in the corn. Some say kittens are being born. Some say a kitten becomes a cat. Mice are likely to know about that. Some cats are scratchy and some are not. Corn grows best when it's damp and hot. Owl on the shed and cat in the clover and mice in the corn. It all starts over, and 50 times 50, and one by one, night begins when the day is done. There once was an eagle, hopeful and strong. 50 years later, his dream was gone. 50 times 50, the banners went by. The old people lived and the young people died. 10,000 times 50, the armies marched on. And night began when the light was gone. Some people love and some people hate, and bigotry hides in affairs of the state. Where love is but a symbol, or death but a kiss, the dead are likely to know about this. Some say the morning dove, peaceful and free, hatches her brood on the limb of a tree. Owl on the shed and cat in the clover and mice in the corn. It all starts over, and 50 times 50, and one by one, night begins when the day is done.
We invited Bruce Coburn to come to the festival, but he couldn't make it. He was in Europe, and I hope that he'll come next year. Bruce is a friend of ours from Canada, and we like his music very much. We'd like to sing one for you. We lived in a place called, Brudenell, not far from a town of 870 people called Killaloo. And we lived on a 100-acre woodlot, which used to be a farm. There was a log cabin there, and an outhouse and a well. No telephone and no electricity, a wood-burning stove. We moved in on March 1st. There was 5 feet of snow, and it snowed every other day up until April. It was very beautiful. And it just happened that the Boyers and the Beers, Bob and Evelyn, were all able to visit us at one time on one weekend. And it was a very beautiful experience for us. And we didn't know that it was the last time that we would get together. I think now we realize that there was something meant to be for that weekend, because it was, it will be something that will be an inspiration to us. Marty wrote a song about that weekend.
years ago.
Your
Valerie.
I'm very happy to say that we'll be going back to Killaloo soon, and it will mean a year and a cycle for us. And it's been a very profound year for us and a profound cycle. And being an intimate part of Fox Hollow for the last two times has been probably the most rewarding experience that we'll have. Well, to change the pace, anyway. The Boyers brought with them from St. Louis a gift for us in the person of Valerie Hazelton, who is Ireland's all champion step dancer, and she's terrific. And she's going to do a dance for you, and the boys in the lock are going to play for her. And then the boys in the lock are going to do some playing of their own.
Seldom have I heard such elegant sweeping the stage music.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, group that needs no introduction, Boys of the Loo. Boys of the Loo.
We're the Boys of the Loo. He's the attendant. Well, we're not going to start with the Boys of the Loch. We're going to start with some Shetland jigs that they call reels in Shetland because they don't know better. But anyway, the first tune's called The Fulla Reel, or The Shells of Fulla. Second one's called Number Two. The third one's called... I can't remember.
I'm a fool in Ireland.
The third one's called Garster's Dream, I think. That's right. It's a sort of magic tune because he got it out of the ground. It came from the little people in Shetland. And at least he was coming home from a wedding drunk and he heard this music. And the third one's called Da Brig. So four Shetland jigs or reels or something.
Thank you. Jesus.
Well, for all lovers of Bruce Phillips songs, I would like to sing you a song that I think probably has more puns in it than Bruce has in his jokes, and just as bad, really. It's a song that I haven't sung here this weekend, but I sung it last night with Louis Killen in a session, and a couple of people asked for it. And I'm sort of a bit, well, I've sung it very often, and I'm becoming rather computerized to it, but a lot of people probably haven't heard it, so I'll sing it for you. It's called An Irish Jubilee, or The Irish Jubilee. And thank you, culture lovers, yes. and it was written by some poet like Wordsworth or something. And it's anyway, this is the Irish Jubilee. A few years ago, boys, an Irishman named Doherty was elected to Senate by a very large majority. He felt so elected that he went to Dennis Cassidy, who owned a barroom of a very large capacity. Or, says Doherty, go over to the brewers and order 100 kegs of lager beer and give it to the poor. Then go over to the butcher's shop and order up a ton of meat. Be sure the boys and girls have got all they want to drink and eat. They made me their senator to show them my gratitude. They'll have the finest supper ever given in this latitude. Tell them the music will be furnished by O'Rafferty, assisted on the bagpipes by Felix McMcCafferty. And whatever the expenses are, remember I'll put up the tin. And anyone who doesn't come, be sure and do not let them in. Well, Cassidy at once sent out the invitations, and everyone who came was a credit to the nation. Some came on bicycles because they had no fares to pay, and all those who didn't come made up their minds to stay away. Two by three, they all rushed in the dining hall. Young men and old men and girls that were not men at all. Blind men and deaf men and men who had the chicken pox. Single men and double men and men who had their glasses on. Well, in a few minutes, nearly every chair was taken, till the tap rooms and mushrooms was packed to suffocation. And when everyone was seated and we started to lay out the feast, Cassidy says, rise up and give us each a cake apiece. He then said, as manager, he would try and fill the chair. We then sat down and all looked over the bill of fare. Well, there was pigs' heads, goldfish, mockingbirds and ostriches, ice cream, cold cream, Vaseline and sandwiches. Bluefish, greenfish, fish hooks and partridges, fish balls, snowballs, cannonballs and cartridges. Well, we ate oatmeal till we could hardly stir about, ketchup and hurry up, sweet kraut and sauerkraut. Dress beef and naked beef and beef with all his trousers on. Soda crackers, firecrackers, Cheshire cheese with breeches on. Beef steaks, Miss Steaks was down upon the bill of fare. Roast ribs and spare ribs and ribs that we couldn't spare. Well, there was reindeer, snow deer, deer me and antelope. And the women ate so much melon, the men said the cantaloupe. Red herons, smoked herons, herons from old Erin's Isle, banger loaf and fruitcake and sausages a half a mile. Well, there was hot corn, corn, corn cake and honeycomb, red birds, red books, sea bass and sea foam, fried liver, baked liver, Carter's little liver pills, and everyone was wondering who was going to pay the bill. Well, we ate everything that was down upon the bill of fare, and then we looked on the back just to see if any more was there. For dessert we had ice picks, toothpicks and a piece of skipping rope, and we washed them all down with a big lump of shaving soap. The band played hornpipes, gas pipes and Irish reels, till we danced to the music of the wine that shakes the barley fields. Then the piper played idle tunes and spittoons so very fine. In came fiddler Pat and give to him a glass of wine. Arrah, a finer set of dancers you've never set your eyes upon. And anyone who couldn't dance was dancing with his slippers on. Some danced jig steps, door steps and Highland flings, and Murphy took his knife out and tried to clip the pigeon's wings. When the ball was over, Cassidy told us to all join hands and sing this good old chorus. Should all acquaintance be forgot, whoever you may be, and
think on the good old times we had at the Irish Jubilee.
What are you going to do now? Oh, I see. That's good. Jew!
Yeah, we're going to ask up Gilles Lozier, Jean Carignan, to play a couple of tunes with us. Since we've been playing all day at all the Mariposa Festival, and we managed to get three tunes that we all know, at least we hope we all know.
Yeah, Jean, here's yeah.
Oh, do you want to sit beside Ali?
Yeah.
Sligo Maid, or Rooks, Rill, and something else,
yeah, I think.
Johnny's chicken.
Oh, Johnny's chicken.
Makes a different language.
song?
Cahill's going to sing a song by a cappello. Much better songwriter than Bruce Phillips.
I sing this song, was asked to sing this song. It's called The Maid with the Body Brown Hair. Sure, I'll try and sing it. I'm sorry. Brain fag, you know, late nights.
Yeah, good singers always cough before they sing.
Yeah. One day while out very early for to view the fair valleys in spring, it was down by the banks of a river I heard a fair maid she did sing. I stood there in silent amazement for to gaze on her features so fair. She seemed to be brighter than Venus, the maid with the bonny brown hair. Her skin was as pale as the lily, her cheeks like the red rose in June, her eyes that did sparkle like diamonds, and her breath it did bear a perfume, and a dress of a bright shining velvet was the dress this fair maiden did wear, and gems of bright gold and bright silver was entwined in her bonny brown hair. For a long time we courted together, till we named a bright wedding day. One day while conversing together, very kindly to me she did say, "Ah, 'tis I have another more kinder, my lands and my fortunes to share. So farewell to you now and forever," said the maid with the bonny brown hair. As I went down by yon harbour, I spied a ship from the proud land of Spain. They were singing and dancing with pleasure, but I had a heart full of pain. And as the ship sailed down the river, I spied my old sweetheart so fair, quite content in the arms of another, the maid with the bonny brown hair.
The dancer. Well, we're going to call up the lady dancer again. She's going to dance a hornpipe with us.
No, a slip jig, I
think. Or a slip jig, yeah. On your feet. tighten up your tire. Is there a leaking tire or something like that? Somebody's waterbed has given up, eh?
Just no.
Let's just go to the next exhibit.
Well, we're going to finish with a tune that almost everyone has asked us to play. It's called The Mason's Apron.
The Orange Blossom Special.
The Orange Blossom Special. Yeah, and we're going to play three ways of the tune. The old way, and the middle way, and the newest way. And they're all a little bit different, I hope.
God save
my blessing. It's getting a bit icy cold up here on the fingers.
good.
The name of that last tune was called The Humours of Fox Hollow. That's my name.
Twice.
Yeah, we're going to finish with a lament slow tune, or a keen. No, it's not a keen, it's just a lament.
An ear.
An ear. Robin can't say, he says ear, and it's really ear. And it's called for Erin. I won't say her name. I don't really know what that means, but it's, anyway, it's supposed to be a sad tune.
So we'll play it twice through, right?
Okay. Thank you. you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Just want to say one thing. There's a 5 pounds of hamburger for sale at the food booth for $6.
Wow.
Support your local poet. Support your local craftsman. Hire some of these guys. Jean Carignan, fantastic fiddle player. He makes his living driving a taxi. I'm sure he'd like to make his living playing the fiddle. If you need a ride to some place, we've never really worked out a good way to figure that out, how to get a ride for people who need a ride, but often people sort of gather up by the information booth and you can have groups of people shouting out where they want to go to. I could always imagine people coming up and sort of looking over their crowd saying, well, where do you want to go? We have a friend of all of ours, who has a song that would really go good right now. Here comes Bill Steele, a bunch of people. Come on.
Oops. If you got a copy of the Fox Hollow record, or if you get one, you'll see three cuts on, you look on the table of contents, and you'll see four cuts on there by some people from California. And three of them are chorus songs. And one of them says Bill Steele and Friends. Another one says Faith Petrick and Friends. Another one says Jane Voss and Friends. What they don't tell you is they're all the same friends. And Jane Voss and Bill Steele were among Faith Petrick's friends, and Faith Petrick and Jane Voss were among Bill Steele, and so on. And I dragged them all up here, and a bunch of honorary Californians to help me keep warm here. Huh? What did I say? Ornery. Okay. I got a time machine here. Okay. A little earlier this evening, Bruce Phillips said he was really frustrated that he couldn't play as well as some of the other people. And I was sitting there going, yeah, right on, that's me, boy. And about half an hour later, I'm sitting there watching Jean Carignan. I'm going, I suddenly realized I'm not a musician. I know some tricks with words, but the music that I do is just the same music that every normal human being has got in him. And you've all got it, and you can do it too. I've been going around saying that for the last couple of years, and I suddenly realized that I learned it here at this festival. It's one of the things, maybe the thing, that that Bob Beers was trying to teach us. So that's what this song is about. A lot of you know the chorus already. We started in the morning with a hymn. We sang through lunch and dinner, and we've hardly just begun. We'll try to sing a thousand songs before this day is done. And tomorrow there'll be a thousand more. I woke up smelling bacon with a pine cone in my side. Stuck my head out in morning sun. There was one guy fixing breakfast and 20 singing songs, so I knew that breakfast never would get done. I crawled out of my sleeping bag and picked up my guitar to start the day with coffee and a song. We'd build a singing city underneath the spreading trees. To join it, all you do is sing along. And we started in the morning with a hymn to the sun. We sang through lunch and dinner, and we've hardly just begun. We'll try to sing a thousand songs before this day is done. And tomorrow there'll be a thousand more. I met a girl down by the fire from a green Missouri farm. She sang a song she said her mother made. She sang about her father and the love he had to give, and I offered her a song of mine in trade. She said she didn't have the time, she had to catch a train, and I feel a little sorry now and then. But when you hear a thousand songs, I guess it has to be there's some that you'll never hear again. And we started in the morning with a hymn to the sun. We sang through lunch and dinner, and we've hardly just begun. We'll try to sing a thousand songs before this day is done. Tomorrow there'll be a thousand more. A kid came up and he said hello, and he said he knew my name, and he thought my songs were really where it's at. Then he sang a song of his. He said it wasn't much, but I wish that I could write one song like that. They used to say that making songs was only for the few, but we took these old guitars and proved them wrong. For music is a language most anyone can learn, and if you can sing, then you can write a song. And we started in the morning with a hymn to the sun. Sang through lunch and dinner, and we've hardly just begun. We'll try to sing a thousand songs before this day is done. And tomorrow there'll be a thousand more. We sang around the lantern when we should have been in bed, and everybody took a turn or two. Whenever one crawled off to sleep, another took his place, and everybody brought in something new. I used to think I knew most every song there was to know. I could sing out anyone you'd care to call. But now I'd need three lifetimes just to learn what's going around. And if everybody's got a song, then no one's got them all. And we started in the morning with a hymn to the sun. We sang through lunch and dinner, and we've hardly just begun. We'll try to sing a thousand songs before this day is done.
Good night, everybody. Good night. Thank you very much for coming. You were very good. Thank you.
Three cheers for Eric Nagler. Hip hip! Hip hip!